Belt Radio is brought to you by BoonRidge.com, the home of adventure.
This is Carolyn Sherlock from the Boat Galley. If you're going to the Annapolis Sailboat Show, October 5th to 9th, 2017, be sure to stop by and see me in booth M5. On the show map, it'll be listed as Lynn Pardee's booth, and yep, she'll be there too, as well as several others. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to meet everybody.
It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
We are now in the No Wake Zone for 1 hour. Good morning. Nice to have you with us here. Final day of September 2017. My gosh. Moving on into fall, aren't we? We got a lot more stuff to do and a lot more boating to do, too. We got a 1 hour full of good boating information for you this morning. We're going to be sharing some information about Harbor Hop. Heather Brown from FunLake.com will be here toward the end of the program. We're also going to let you be introduced to Lars Strom, one of the original test drivers for Evinrude Outboards. Lars will be with us a little bit later after the bottom of the hour. We're also going to bring you some additional interviews from Ibex. We're going to talk about a new Hydro Tab, which is a trim tab, but it's a different design. Justin Rome will be with us. And then Daria Kim from South Korea with her company called Kim Tex. And we're going to be talking with her in just a little bit about the products that they are or were representing there at Ibex. We're going to talk boat explosion, smart plug, shootout, home show, boat show, and deck the docks all in the next few minutes. And we do appreciate you listening this morning. Wanted to mention we have a brand new streaming partner, and that is Smart Plug. The Smart Plug is the new industry standard for your shore power cords. There's 20 times more electrical contact than the old twist type connectors that we have now. Multi-point locking system, a straight-in locking design, solid sleeve connection with triple waterproof seals. These things are great. You can see a video of my installation on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Just click one of the logos and you'll see that. And if you want to listen to the live stream, you can also click there and go, and we'll have some more information about smart plugs later on. And the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is Captain Ron's Restaurant and Bar, located at the 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach. Always plenty of boat parking there. Of course, there wasn't last weekend because we had the big boat show going on over there. But right now, you can find a spot, slide on in there and enjoy the beach or enjoy a nice meal. Sit up in the cabana and watch a game or whatever. You can do it right there at Captain Ron's, and they're open every Wednesday through Sunday now at 11 o'clock. And we sure appreciate you going by this summer and spend a little time and some money with the guys at Captain Ron's. They do so much for the lake area with the shootout and other things that they do. We sure appreciate your patronage. Captain Ron's, the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550, just up from the Hurricane Deck Bridge. Or for more information, Captain Ron's at thelake.com. All right, let's roll into some of our topics for this morning in the Around the Waterfront News segment. Mike Kanegi, Executive Director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, dropped us an email this week following last weekend's boat show. By the way, thank you all so much for stopping by the boat show. We had a good turnout, not as good as last year, but certainly a good turnout. Not a record setter, but boy, it was hot. But the people that came out were really looking for stuff, and I know our marine dealers and some of our accessory vendors did a really good job there at the show. We thank everybody for stopping by Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio booth as well, and we'll see you in just a couple of weeks here up at the Lodge of the Four Seasons for the home show. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Let's review back a little bit about Ibex down in Tampa, held September 19th through 21st. I was there for Tuesday only. Flew in Monday, flew back on Wednesday, but there were 6,500 marine industry professionals there. I guarantee you, I saw most of them. And 4% increase in attendance over last year. International professionals were up over 7% by attendance from more than 50 different countries. And the event had a 9.7, almost 10% increase in the number of exhibiting companies, with over 600 companies appearing. 13 had to cancel because of the hurricane activity. The Fall Horror Hop is coming up. That's the 2017 version. It's the 32nd annual event. And a little bit later this morning, Heather Brown from funlake.com is going to come share with us all the details and information. But if you want to get a jump on it, why don't you just go to funlake.com and you'll see all the information there. You'll also be able to get a listing of all of the different stop points that are broken up all around the lake. Well, the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout Committee had their kind of wrap-up meeting, the idea meeting, the thoughts meeting, what went good, what didn't go so good, and we had that this past week. So I wanted to share some of the details from you, for you from that meeting. Anchor Management, who did a great job this year, as they always do, of lining up the boats on the course, they reported 7,000 boats tied up on the course. And we sure thank everybody for being so patient, but those guys at Anchor Management do a great job, so we thank them as well. There's going to be a couple of hour changes next year for the shootout. Saturday, PWCs are going to run at 9:30, and we're going to run boats from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., maybe a little longer, depending, on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. Parking was about the same as last year. Frank reported it was down just a little bit, but not too bad. Little Boat and Pontoon Poker Run, 43 boats, had 105 hands, sold out all their T-shirts, put in $10,000 into the shootout charities. Mini Shootout, good job, Lance, and everybody. 68 boats came, and they are producing $10,880 for the shootout charities. Hall of Fame Dinner was a great hit. 130 people attended that. The street meet and greet, wow, 95 boats down there. What a great turnout, and everybody had a great time. The Make-A-Wish rides were very successful again this year. The big auctions that were held, the two vehicles, the two Austin Martins, I believe they were, $65,000 each sold at auction. That netted the charities about $7,200. And there were some more. We had 253 runs during the 2 days of racing on the new three-quarter mile course. Certainly was better, more challenging, and from all the boat operators that we talked to and that were mentioned in the meeting, everybody was very happy with the 10th annual Lake of the Ozarks Shootout at Captain Ron's. Now, how much money was raised? We don't have the total yet, so I'm going to leave that up to Captain Ron Dugan to fill us in at some point here in the very near future. They're planning on doing the check presentations on October the 21st. That's a Saturday afternoon over at Captain Ron's, so we'll have more details on that coming up for you in the near future. But my guess is we're probably going to be over $1 million now total that we've given back to the community through the shootout charities and all the volunteer work that goes on to make that event happen. Well, it's not too early to start talking about Deck the Docks cruises. Light up your lakefront and help us raise money for the Dogwood Animal Shelter. Now, the Deck the Docks cruises have been going on for several years here at the lake. They keep growing and growing every single year. More and more homeowners are decorating their boats, their docks, and their homes. Some of the businesses on the north side of the path that we take from the 21 up to about the 11 and turn around and come back that those evenings, they are doing more lighting and decorating as well, and we certainly appreciate that. You houses up on the block there, up on the ridge, might also want to consider decorating up for us. We would sure appreciate it. Scenic cruises aboard the Celebration Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights, November 24th, through December 30th. Prices are $30 a person on weekends, $25 on Wednesday nights. Reserve table if you want to. And the Benefactors Cruise, which is set for Tuesday, November 28th, $125 a person. I know reservations are already coming in. Talk to Captain Joe over at Celebration. CruiseLakeOfTheOzarks.com is the website to book, or you can just give them a call at 573-480-3212.
Join us at the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show October 13th and 14th at the Lodge of Four Seasons. The Lake Area Chamber is proud to roll out for its second year in a row this out-of-the-box fall show. Attendees will have the opportunity to visit with exhibitors from home trades, healthcare, beauty and skin, business and personal services, boating, hunting, golfing, and so much more. Make sure you mark your calendar for this one-of-a-kind show. Businesses, it's not too late to reserve your booth. Contact the Lake Erie Chamber today. Visit lakeeriechamber.com for full details.
Well, that's only a couple of weeks off. We hope to have you stop by and see us. Well, here's an interesting story from around the Waterfront News. It was July 4th of 1870, the Great Steamboat Race. Talking about a shootout, here you go. Mississippi steamboat races are the stuff that myths and lore and legends are made of. None more famous than the Great Race of 1870. Course was 1,100 miles on a winding, twisting river fraught with sandbars, shifting shoals, and treacherous snags. The contestants, two of the finest, fastest steamboats on the river, Mighty Mississippi, with an open rivalry between two captains in command. The newspapers talked about the race leaving from New Orleans. The 300-foot Natchez held the river speed record, making the big sidewinder the favorite. But the monarch of the Mississippi, the Robert E. Lee, a new 285-foot sidewheeler, was showing some strengths. The cabins were outfitted Great Southern Steamer style, and they were ready to start racing. Around 10 a.m. July 4th, the buzz went through the crowd at the finish line on the St. Louis waterfront. It's the Lee! Running almost nonstop and avoiding the river's many perils, Captain John Cannon had skippered the Robert E. Lee upstream between the two river ports in 3 days, 18 hours and 14 minutes, averaging about 15 miles an hour. 4 to 5 days was considered to be a good run. Wow. There you go. Hey, thanks to that Steve Knoth from Soundings Online. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show taking our first break. We'll be right back with some Ibex stories next.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Join us at the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show October 13th and 14th at the Lodge of Four Seasons. The Lake Erie Chamber is proud to roll out for its second year in a row this out-of-the-box fall show. Attendees will have the opportunity to visit with exhibitors from home trades, healthcare, beauty and skin, business and personal services, boating, hunting, golfing, and so much more. Make sure you mark your calendar for this one-of-a-kind show. Businesses, it's not too late to reserve your booth. Contact the Lake Erie Chamber today. Visit lakeeriechamber.com for full details.
And I wanted to add a couple things to the home show information. Home Lifestyle and Sports Show, October 13, 14 at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. Admission is free. Great opportunity to see some phenomenal businesses from all around the lake community. And if you're looking for a new recreational toy, they'll have that for you there as well. And Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show will also be present, along with KRMS Radio, doing some live broadcasting and some interviews from the show. Hydrohoist Marine Group, Joanne Clark. Well, happy trails to you, my good friend. I've been working with Joanne at Hydrohoist here at the Lake of the Ozarks for almost all 7 years of the program. And Hydrohoist has been a sponsor since the very beginning of my show, and I do appreciate her, and I will certainly miss her, seeing her there at her desk and the Lynn Creek location. But she's decided to retire. We will have some more information hopefully next week for you on who's going to be the main person to contact. But they are still up and running at Hydrohoist Boat Lifts for not only your boat lifts, but your PWC lifts and your dock protection packages as well. Those of you that came out to the boat show last weekend were able to get to see all the products that they have available at Hydrohoist. They are located, again, in Lynn Creek, right there on Highway 54, about 4 miles down from Osage Beach on your way to Camdenton. Office number is 573-346-7505, and you can also call them toll-free at 800-259-7532. Website, probably the best place to get additional information about all their products, boatlift.com. And as we always say...
It'll come out great.
Okay.
All right, here we go. One, two, Three.
You can get them in black, or you can...
Oh, like I screwed that up. I need to look...
Or. Okay. You can get them in black, or you can get them in blue. At Hydrohoist Boat Lifts, the choice is up to you.
Let's do it again.
You can get...
Three, two, one.
You can get them in black, or you can get them in blue. At Hydrohoist Boat Lifts, the choice is up to you.
I'm going to miss you, Joanne. We'll see you around, I'm sure. Hey, coming up for you, we have some more interviews for you from IBEX, the International Boat Builders Exhibition. We're going to be talking with Daria Kim. She is a Marine Leisure Assistant Manager with Kintex, and they are from South Korea, one of the international visitors at the show this year. And then we're going to first talk with Justin Rome. He's Sales Manager for Global Tech, and their product is called HydroTab. This is a brand new design for trim tabs. Get this.
So this is a very unique looking design for trim tabs. Explain how this all works.
So this is an interceptor style, which is very different from your standard traditional trim tabs. This is a vertical blade extending down into the water from the back of the transom, which is trapping water and creating a great amount of stern lift with less surface areas.
And is it an oil-based or liquid-based system or air?
So this is an air-driven system. We have a you'll have a compressor on board the boat, one through hull with a pneumatic line to your housing unit, and a high-strength air bladder inside the unit that's going to drive that blade down.
Is this designed for any kind of boat, or is it more designed for like the sport boats?
So we've had a full range of boats fitting this system. We've got work boats that are catamarans. We've got runabouts. We've got large pleasure yachts. It's really any boat that's going to have a planing hull.
Any manufacturers now using this?
Yep, we have this on CV, as well as a number of European manufacturers. This is a European product manufactured in Greece.
Compared to the standard, what we think of as a trim tab, what's the price difference retail, if you would, when you're talking about this?
Yeah, so there might be a small premium on our system in the neighborhood of maybe 10 or 15%. But, we think that's counteracted by our 5-year warranty and the robust nature of the system, as well as the improved performance.
Okay, very good. And what if somebody wants some more information on these, website address?
Yeah, so we have information on these at globaltech-solutions.com. We're, like I said, the U.S. importer, and you can find all the information you need on there.
Thank you, Justin. For more information on the HydroTab, which is very unique, you can visit globaltech-solutions.com. Next up, Daria Kim. She's from South Korea. She is a representative with the company called Kintex, and they represent several different products.
Is this your first time to IBEX?
Yes, it is our first time. Actually, it is our first time to make the Korean pavilion. From 5 years ago, we went to Met in the Netherlands. We made a Korean pavilion there. And we started with three companies, Korean companies, but we came bigger and bigger. So now in this year, with 14 Korean leisure companies, marine leisure companies, we are going to Met. But to IBEX, it is our first time. And it was a really great opportunity for us because the Met Amsterdam started to organize the IBEX from this year. So it was for us a great opportunity to make this Korean pavilion and to come to the American industry.
Very much so. So give me a rundown of the products that you're offering out here.
Well, here this year we are presenting this propeller and DJ pump. This is a great company with this built pumps.
Mm-hmm. And filters, yeah.
Yes. And Pretec is a company which makes the controllers and cables, which is directly affecting with the people's life and the boat. So they are two amazing prominent companies in Korea.
Well, very good luck to you at the show, and we know it'll go well for you. You've got a great crowd, and it should be really good.
Yeah, Thank you.
Give us your website if somebody would like some more information on any of the three products that you talked about, particularly yours.
Yes, we have a website. It is a little bit
hidden.
Hidden because we think it's more important showing the products of companies than our website.
I got
so
you.
Our website is
Kintex.
This is our company's.
Okay.
But here you can see the, our website,
www.kibs.com.
Yes,
okay. All
so
right, very good.
Our KIBS will be held next year for its 11th edition. And it will be held in May 2018. And it will be a great opportunity for many industries of other countries to set up the pipelines to the Asian markets. There are so many prominent companies. Actually, people from international people don't expect that much to Korean market, Korean marine leisure market, but Korean market is a great will be a great opportunity for other for international people to take advantage of Asian market. So we feel really proud of our boat show, and we hope also that KIBS can be grow as much as IBEX or Met Amsterdam.
Very good. Well, thanks for talking with us. Good luck at the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again, Kim. We do appreciate it, Daria Kim. We have another website for you. It's Kintex, KINTEX.com for more information on this South Korean organization of all of those different companies that she talked about. Thanks a lot. We do appreciate it. She was my first interview at IBEX. We are going to be sharing some more information with you on IBEX in the coming weeks. Should let you know that there were over 6,500 marine industry professionals there, 4% increase over last year. International professionals made up 7% of the attendance from more than 50 different countries. 9.7% increase in the number of exhibiting companies with over 600 represented. Over about 13 companies did not make it because of Hurricane Irma. Next year's show, they've moved it to October. Hey, good move out of Hurricane Month, October 2nd through 4th at the Tampa Convention Center. We sure do enjoy that show. Lars Strom's coming up next. Then we're going to be talking to Heather Brown about Harbor Hop as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. If you need some screen printing or maybe some embroidery work, I'm going to direct you to Printed Inklings in Camdenton. New owner is Kelsey Jackson, and they do all kinds of stuff there. Designs, freshen up your logos for your shirts or hats or any of your other specialty items. They're right there on Highway 54, right across from Central Bank. Call them at 573-692-5217 or find them on Facebook for more information. The official T-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Yeah, she does those shirts with the upside-down lettering on it. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM. Live streaming audio, too, and a great archives be set up for you by tomorrow afternoon at bobsnowakezone.com. Catch us on boatradio.net, too.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Well, Harbor Hop is coming up here at Lake of the Ozarks in just a couple of weeks on October the 14th, and Heather Brown from funlake.com will be with us in our next segment. But coming up, we're going to be talking to one of Sweden's, I guess you could say, glorious sons, one of the great boat racers of all time, and someone who really put Evinrude on the map. Lars Strom is going to be with us in just a moment. We were able to board the motorhome and have a little conversation with Lars, and we'll bring that to you in just a moment. Stranded on the water? Well, you can call the crew from Boat US, the towboat guys at Lake of the Ozarks. 24 hours a day, dispatch, 7 days a week, 365. They do towing, battery jump starts, soft ungroundings, fuel delivery if you need it. And that's insurance plan they have and includes all the recreational boats you own, borrow, or charter. And no claim made against your insurance policy with your Boat US and Towboat US package. For $72 a year, that's the unlimited freshwater package that they offer. Includes your membership to Boat US and a year's worth of towing when you need it. You can get a hold of Captain Charlie Meyer or Captain Dave Anderson by calling 573-216-4701, and they'll be glad to take care of you. They're also associated with Atlantis Dive Team. Of course, they had a busy week this past week with the boat explosion over at the 31-mile marker, and they were able to get that boat out of the water and get it up on land. But tragic event. But when you need the Boat US towboat guys, they are there for you. Once again, the phone number, 573-216-4701. And you'll want to be sure to download that new Boat US app as well. It's the quickest way to get a tow when you need it from the guys at Lake Tow at Boat US, Lake of the Ozarks. Well, ABBA is one of the treasures of Sweden, as is this next guy. His name, Lars Strom.
Today we're going to talk to someone who many of our listeners probably are Facebook friends with or have maybe seen his name around. Likewise, we've known each other for 4 or 5 years hanging around Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. Lars Strom, it's great to have a chance to talk to you and learn a little bit about your boating background and history. First question for you, I guess, is how'd you get started in kind of the boat racing thing?
First, thanks for having me. And it started in Sweden way back in the early 60s.
What age would you say you first got in a boat and went, oh, this is pretty neat?
That was in my dad's little rowboat with an Everud, and that was, I guess, I was 6, 7 years old.
And from there, what size Everud was that?
That was the old Everud world famous Fisherman, 5.5 horsepower.
And from there, you grew up a little bit more and decided you kind of got the bug about racing?
I got into watching other people race. And I remember Jimbo McConnell and Reggie Fountain and all those big names racing in Europe. And that's how it started. And I said, one day I want to do that. And I got a deal. I won a couple of races, and then I got a letter from OMC, Everett Johnson, and they hired me as a test driver and a race driver later on.
So most of that activity was in Europe, I mean, offshore there, as opposed to coming to America to race?
Well, most of the racing I did in the beginning was in Europe. OMC had a headquarter in Europe, in Belgium, and we raced the big overseas races, the Paris 6 Hours, the Bristol and Amsterdam and Rotterdam, and I even went down to South Africa and raced.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So these were not course races necessarily, but it was from this point to that point.
It was a circuit, like a NASCAR race. You have a 2 or 3 point race course, and you're one person on board, and back then there was no safety. You didn't strap in. You just jumped on board and drive for 6 hours or whatever it was, 3-hour races, a 1-hour race, or a sprint race.
You showed me a little video of you and your brother, and you were in the boat getting ready to go. Describe that boat to me.
That was back when ONC started to race the V8 outboards in the Formula One class, and there was a 500 horsepower when there was good as best, and there was a 2-stroke V8 on a very light tunnel boat, and top speed 140-145 miles an hour with no safety. Pretty crazy.
You mentioned Formula One. Of course, people around Lake of the Ozarks know the name Seibold.
Yes.
Tell us about your relationship with those guys.
I know the Seibolds for many years, and especially Billy. And Billy is the is the very best, and he's a good, now when he's retired, he's a very good spokesperson for the sport, and he's done a lot of good stuff for everybody enjoying racing. You know, he's a very good man.
You know, Tim watched him race.
He was a Mercury man, I don't know, but...
Oh, yeah, we need to mention that, right? I've watched him race a few times, and, of course, he's sold the store now and has sort of retired a little bit, but, you know, he kind of kept that going, didn't he?
If I understand right, Tim is involved organizing Formula One races in the United States now. I don't know how much or what type of promotion he's doing, but that's what I read somewhere. I haven't talked to him, but that's what I read.
You come back to the Lake of the Ozarks, you travel a lot, you've got a nice beautiful motorhome, and you travel a lot, but you come back to Lake of the Ozarks, why?
First of all, when I came here the first time, 1993, I couldn't believe it, because nobody in Florida or in the South, they know about Lake of the Ozarks. So when I got here, and I got invited for the offshore race the first year, 93, and we did go to the Partico. There was a different location. I said, my God, this is something else. And we started to come back here, and I ended up buying a ranch at the other end of the lake outside Warsaw. And then I purchased a boat, and I've been hanging out at Marine Max for the last 10 years, you know.
The boating market is ever changing, and you know what people want and what's cool and what's more efficient and more splashy or better looking and that more useful, I guess, for families or whatever kind of boating people do. But the trend recently has been to more outboards. I know you're happy about that.
Well, I'm an outboard man, and I love to see the how the outboards are taking off again, and big outboards are selling more or less like the way they used to do, or even better. And I guess people are more daytime boat users. They want to go out for a day and come back home. They don't have the need to stay on board anymore. And outboards fit that boating lifestyle, I guess. Center consoles is the new thing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's been on for years, but it's taking off now.
And they're getting big.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, 40, 50 footers.
Yeah, I did see MTI, they have a 57, I think, and I guess that's the local guy here at the lake.
Yes.
And I know Randy, he built some amazing boats, you know.
And Sunstation's got a new big center console out, Nortec. I mean, there's so many of them that are coming out that way now, and they are, you're like you say, for a day boater.
I read that Nortec has 150 boats on back order. They can't build enough boats. Hmm. A friend of mine is the distributor for Sweden, and he's been waiting for the new 45. He ordered with 5 outboards, and I think he's been waiting for over half a year now.
Wow. Hmm. Lars, great talking to you. Thanks for the memories.
Okay.
of helping Evan Rude become what they became, and I know you're proud of that. Let me ask you one other question about a couple of things that happened here in the arena of racing. One would be Lake Race, and two would be the shootout, of course. Mm-hmm. Both very different events. Tell me about Lake Race. What are your thoughts about Lake
Race?
Well,
I did see the first year. I remember there was, we could have had more boats. I remember that. And I think the location was good, but we didn't have much luck with the weather.
There was a lot of rain.
Boat racing need nice weather. And I've been to the shootout and many times, and that's kind of incredible how you can make that event to such a big international event.
Right,
so that's fun.
Well, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much. Do appreciate it. And as always, it's great seeing you back here at the lake.
Thanks for having me, and I see the governor's coming in. Karina's coming back from Zumba class.
How are you?
Hi, David. How are you?
Doing great, doing great.
I didn't know you had company.
Okay.
Lars, thank you again very much, and Karina, thanks for your hospitality in your beautiful motorhome, and we hope to see you in many years forward around Lake of the Ozarks and at Marine Max. The Marine Dealers Association is made up of over 40 lake area marine dealers representing all the top lines of boats, marine accessories, docks, and personal watercraft. If you need more information about any of the boat dealers around the lake, Go to LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. Next boat show coming up January 4th in Overland Park. Yeah, be here before you know it. And Heather Brown will be here before you know it, talking about Harbor Hop next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. On News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9, live streaming audio too at krmsradio.com and later on boatradio.net.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
This is Becca Doyle, show manager of the Kansas City and St. Louis Boat and Sport Shows. There's more of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show coming up.
The required safety equipment on your boat or rental is something that a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain takes seriously for the safety of all on board. This is Captain Doug Beck, a member of the Lake Ozarks Captain Association. Hire a licensed U.S. Coast Guard captain to drive your boat or rental if you plan to partake in adult beverages. Professional captains have training and have been drug tested, checked out by Homeland Security with background checks, and have their requirements for sea time to maintain their credentials. To find a captain, visit lotocaptain.com and relax and enjoy your stay.
The 32nd annual Harbor Hop is coming up at Lake of the Ozarks. Heather Brown is going to be joining us in the studio. Talk about that, all the details coming up for you on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Well, for many of you, the winterization process is already sort of coming to mind, even though we still have some great boating left here at Lake of the Ozarks. But Marine Max reminds us that now's a good time to get that service lined up. So if you're a Marine Max customer, or if you're out there on your own private dock or in a condo someplace and need some help for mobile service from Marine Max, get a hold of Ron Mason. And you can do that by going to his email, ron.mason@marinemax.com. For in-house service that you bring in, or if you're a member of the Marine Max family at Lake of the Ozarks, Byron Galina, BYRON.Galina, GALLINA. Or you can just give them both a call. You can do that by calling 573-365-5382. Got a nice form that you can fill out, check off the things that you want done, so on and so forth. Get that to them, give them at least a couple of weeks' notice, and get yourself lined up so you're not waiting in the cold for that that winterization to take place. And coming soon, I understand Marine Max is offering a new service, Express App. Get more information, Marine Max, you can stop in 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard, the main marina location, or up on Highway 54, Business 54, if you will, Osage Beach Parkway, right across from the Osage Beach Outlet Mall. All right, well, look who's back in the studio with us. Hi, good to have you in this morning. Heather Brown from the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Been a while since you and I have talked, so it's great to have you back on the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I love Harbor Hop.
Oh, don't we all? It seems like this could be maybe the end of the boating season. You know, it used to be Labor Day, and now it's with all the other activities, the new poker run and
absolutely
all that. So,
well, that's exactly why we did it. You know, we've always held strong to that second Saturday in October, so it's pretty consistent regardless of what the date is. So we're pretty excited that we get to extend that season and help people wait just a little bit longer to winterize those boats, which, I mean, it's been 80
I know.
How many days in a row now? So, I mean, people are not ready to get off that water yet. So, we're just happy to extend that season for all of our businesses down here.
Fall is the best time of the year to boat on Lake of the Ozarks, and locals know that. The 32nd annual Fall Harbor Hop is coming up. It's Saturday, August or October the 14th.
Yes.
And let's do a little history on the Harbor Hops.
Yes.
I know you know the history.
Absolutely.
Randy Kelly.
That's right. You know, we are blessed with such a commercialized lake down here. I know some people, you know, they're going to debate either way, but we are truly blessed. We have a lot of marinas, and therefore we have the Marine Dealers Association. And so we partner with them to actually put on these harbor hops. But it did start about 32 years ago with Randy Kelly and a group of people that said, hey, let's get people down here later in the season. And so they created the Fall Harbor Hop, and it just, they had no idea how much it was going to grow. And once it got to a capacity of the level that it is at, the Convention and Visitor Bureau stepped in and said, well, assist you, we'll take over. So we still partner with all the marinas and the restaurants on the water, but you know, we're happy to take that over. And then about 30 years ago, or yeah, roughly 30 years ago, we started the Spring Harbor Hop. So then we wanted to say, okay, well, here's the official kickoff to the summer, and then here's the end of summer. So it's a great way to just extend that season and get people down here. So
a lot of people would agree with you that it's been summer all the way through September and into October as well. So
we'll take it.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Absolutely.
So this is not a race. This is a leisurely day on the water to kind of hop around at some different locations. Now, for convenience, you've sort of grouped the stops or the hops into groups geography-wise around the lake. So that makes it a little bit easier for people to make the run.
Right. I mean, the lake is huge. As you know, it's 92 miles long. So there's not any boater that's going to, on Harbor Hop, make it one into the other. So absolutely, you can hop to any of our 45 locations and get your 7 cards. However, if you just want to stay up in that Gravois Arm, or you're down here at the 20-mile marker and you just kind of want to float around there, you can. We have grouped it so you can stay and get all 7 cards, and we made sure that there are at least 7 in every area. So we understand that boaters don't want to necessarily go all over, but we want to make it as convenient and easy, but yet we surely encourage you to. It's such a beautiful ride.
Now, it costs a little bit to, you know, participate. It's $20 per 7 card hand.
Yes.
Does it make any difference, or does it help or hinder if somebody jumps from one group to another group and then maybe back to another group? Maybe there's a couple places they say, oh, we've never been there, let's go there, and then we'll come back. Is there any advantage to them to do that?
You know, it is $20, you know, donation, actually, believe it or not, to play. But all the money that we raise goes to promoting Lake of the Ozarks. So we encourage everyone to donate and be a part of this. It is not a race, as you mentioned. We want them to enjoy these establishments and get to know, maybe try new places that they've never been. So we definitely encourage that. Now, if you do stay within your section and you happen to be a winner, you do get an additional $100. However, you know what? There's no penalty, and we actually encourage you to travel across, you know, all the sections and get to know, try a new place. It's a great time to do it because most of them have live music, or they have some form of entertainment, or they have specials going on, lots of food specials. So definitely, if there's a place you've just been dying to try all summer and you just haven't made it there, this is the time to do it.
Now, on the website, funlake.com, you can click on the Harbor Hop link, and it'll show you all of those locations and the groups that they're in.
Absolutely.
Some of them start early with breakfast, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, most of our marinas actually open at 9 a.m. So they're open about 9 to 5. And there are a lot of restaurants, well, a few restaurants that have breakfast. So they also open at 9 or maybe 10. So check out those hours on funlake.com. But the very last stops, they close at 7. A lot of our restaurants are open 11 to 7. So check out funlake.com, kind of map out where you think you're going to go. Check out those hours. Make sure you're on the right time, and then have fun.
Now, as far as the end, what's the last minute that people can turn their hands in or get their hands drawn?
7 o'clock. So make sure that, you know, if you are going to start late, or, you know, just keep an eye on that time, because at 7 o'clock, you need to have that hand turned in for that opportunity to win. And let me tell you, we hand out some prizes, so it is worth turning it in.
When you say we've hand out some prizes, how much in the way of dollar amount are we expecting, or do you think?
Well, you know, it just depends on the number of players, because what we do is we take a percentage off of the you know, what you pay. We take a percentage of that, and that's what we pay out to the winners. So it just depends on how many people participate. But I mean, it's the first place, they can get anything between $1,000 to $2,000. And what it is it's in the form of certificates. So then you can use those certificates at any of these locations that are participating, Harbor Hop or any of the marinas. So you can use it towards gas, you can use it towards food or drinks. And as a matter of fact, we have a lot of players that bring those certificates down and use them for the next Harbor Hop.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, this does take a lot of volunteers, doesn't it?
It does. We have over 100 people that help us put this on, and that's in the form of dealers to keep it honest, keep it fair. They've all been trained. They know the rules. They have the packets right in front of them. So if you have any questions or, you know, just unsure about a few things, just ask them and they can help you out.
All right. October 14th is Saturday, the 32nd annual Fall Harbor Hop.
Yes.
And our guest, Heather Brown from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Always great to see you. Thank you again.
Well, thank you for having me.
Funlake.com for all the details, right?
Absolutely. Or you can call the office at 573-348-1599.
Thanks again, Heather Brown, for being on the program with us this morning, talking about the upcoming Fall Harbor Hop. Now, if you are around and wanting to do the Harbor Hop, but you don't have a boat, well, you can rent one. That's right. The Boat Rental Gurus, Iguana Water Sports, they've got something for everybody. They've got tri-tunes, and of course, some speed boats, if you will, party boats, PWCs. You can do a harbor hop on a PWC as well. Three locations around Lake of the Ozarks, one near you, probably. The Bagnell Dam Strip area, 1 mile marker, the headquarters for Iguana down there. Also, the Iguana at Osage Beach and the Grand Glaze Bridge. That's a pretty centralized location. And then they've also got one at the 5.5 mile marker, North Shore, Rocky Mount, the Iguana North Shore location there where Bee's Knees is. Advanced reservations are suggested, so why not give them a call right now and make some reservations coming up for any weekend ahead, including the Harbor Hop. The number 888-365-2399. That's 888-365-2399. You can also go on the website iguanawatersports.com for some additional information to get your boat rented from Iguana Water Sports. Well, I'm telling you what, the clock on the old wall run out. It's been a fast hour. We thank you for being with us today. Thanks, Heather, once again. Thanks to Lars. Nice talking with you, sir. Thanks to Justin Rome and Daria Kim back there from Ibex. And thank you for joining us today on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're here every Saturday morning, 10:06 till 11 o'clock on News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach. And you have a good weekend. Bye-bye.